Thank you for tuning in to KCNI Public Affairs. I'm Jeremy Shipe, and today we're going to be talking golf, more specifically the Broken Bow Elks Golf Tournament, which is coming up sooner rather than later. And we've got Josh Page with us here to talk about it. Josh, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having us on, having me on there, Jeremy. I appreciate it.
This is a great tournament, and I think that you can always be competitive no matter what the tournament is, but I think right off of the bat, maybe one of the things we should mention about this tournament coming up on the 7th is that you can make it whatever you want it to be, no matter your skill level. It's about having a good time.
It's about having fun and also supporting our wonderful Elks organization here in Broken Bow, and providing back to the community, because you know the proceeds that we raise off of this tournament are used for our scholarships and our veterans programs that we sponsor in Custer County. And then also we also sponsor a veterans dinner every November over in Ord also.
Okay. And registration looks like $60 a person, 4-person scramble, which me as an inexperienced and horrible golfer, I have a hard time getting picked up by scramble teams even, because they know they're not going to be using my shots that often. But that's what makes a scramble fun. You hit one good shot maybe about every two holes.
That's right.
You're good to go. You're contributing enough.
That's right. And for those of you that don't understand what a scramble is all four people will hit from the tee box. You select the best shot. And from that spot, you all hit another 4 shots, select the best one until the ball is holed. So it's kind of a fun little format. It's not a competitive tournament. It's more laid back. Yeah, there's going to be some people that take it pretty serious, but for the most part, it's a very laid back tournament. This is our third year we've had this tournament.
I was going to ask you that.
I think it's our third annual. And the last couple years, we've had a lot of fun with it. I think the first year we had, where you teed off, you had to wear oven mitts.
Oh, yeah.
Then one hole, if you paid, I think, $40, you got to drop your ball at the 100-yard marker on a par 5. So instead of teeing off from 400, 500 yards away, you teeing off from basically 100 yards away on a par 5. So that it's just little things like that to make it interesting, to make it fun and get out there and just enjoy a day,
Yep, and all in the fun of helping out the Elks Lodge.
Absolutely. The Elks Lodge is a wonderful organization that my wife and I joined, and you and your wife mm-hmm. just recently joined. It is a wonderful organization that constantly gives back to the community in everything. I know a lot of people question what the Elks do. That's why I love coming out here and talking about this stuff, because we not only do our coat drive in the wintertime, we do the Santa and Mrs. Claus on the square, we do the scholarships in the spring for all of the graduating seniors, and some are graduated seniors, the Americanism Award, the hoop shoot, soccer shoot. I mean, I could go on and on.
Yeah.
And so when people ask me, what do the Elks do? It's not hard for us to come up with one little thing that we do, So it is a great organization founded in patriotism, which is very near and dear to us. So.
And if people don't want to golf, or maybe they already have something, as we all know, calendars fill up, and if you have something on the calendar, you can still help out by making a donation, or you can sponsor a hole or something.
Absolutely.
At the tournament.
Absolutely. We are always looking for hole sponsors to sponsor basically the flag prizes on that hole. And it might be a long putt, it might be a closest to the chip, it might be a long drive in the fairway, or little things. It's a fun little tournament. It's a great day to be out on the course, So, and I understand it's Labor Day weekend. It's a tough weekend for people to commit. But this is where it worked out in the golf course schedule. So,
All right. It's coming up on the 7th. It's coming
actually, it's not Labor Day weekend, is it?
No, no. It'd be September 7th. Yeah, week after. So there you go.
Oh, great.
We just discovered it right here.
I don't know why I had Labor Day weekend stuck in my brain. But
yeah. Maybe that'll be a weekend that's more available because, as we know, everyone's going on Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend always wraps up the end of the year, you know, and then with school starting right away after Labor Day this year. So everybody's kind of cramming to get things, last minute things done. So.
Yeah, it's coming up on the 7th, folks. Registration is at 8:30 in the morning that day. Shotgun start at 9:30. Prizes, cash payouts, flag prizes on every hole. Those are always really exciting and fun. And then for that $60 per person, you also get a meal included as well. So that's
I will be cooking.
To remember.
I will be cooking the meal. So right now, some signups are limited. When I say limited, they haven't really been coming in yet. So I want to kind of use this opportunity to get people to go ahead and give me a call or call the golf course to get signed up. So we kind of have a number of how many people we need to feed.
Mm-hmm.
I would love to see us have a golf course full of people, you know, and give back to the kids and the veterans of Custer County.
At the very least, I know with four-person scrambles, you can put two teams of four on a tee and shotgun start on all nine holes. So if you had 18 teams, it'd be wonderful.
I would be ecstatic if we had 18 teams. That would be great. So I'm realistically shooting for 12 to 13. So.
Great. Toss your email address or maybe your phone number out there if you would.
My phone number is 402-418-1152. You can give me a call or give me a text on that number, or you can email me at josh.page@gmail.com, and just give me a heads up of what you want, you know, if you want to sign a team up or if you want to sponsor a hole, that'd be great too. We'll be going around to some of the local businesses also to get some hole sponsorships tied down in the next couple weeks. So
now I see it. You've got $60 per person. If somebody is maybe having a hard time putting a team together, are you
give me a holler.
See
I'll
if you
find
can
you
piece
somebody
some people together and
I'll figure it out and we'll find somebody for you to play with. That's the other advantage to reason why I was elected to run the golf tournament. I'm on the golf course board.
Okay.
So I'm very well connected at the golf course and we can figure something out, you know.
Great. An opportunity to meet new people, too.
Absolutely, absolutely. And who knows, if my son's, if his shoulder's holding up, I might throw him on a team with somebody.
There you go.
And 14 years old can outdrive his dad. That's not fair.
Yeah. It's kind of frustrating, isn't it?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
Well, Josh, thanks for taking the time to talk to us about the tournament. Is there anything we didn't mention that you wanted to get on the air today?
I don't think so, but keep it in the back of your mind, folks, about the coat drive that's going to be coming up here real soon. I just looked at the weather forecast this morning, and the weather's starting to turn cooler for next weekend. So, you know, we'll have our coat drive kicking off right around the Thanksgiving time frame with Paul and Becky Loy. They usually run the coat drive. So be thinking about that. And then the Santa and Mrs. Claus on the square will be happening before we really know it. I mean, the leaves change and things start happening again. So
they certainly do. Well, we'll hold on tight and be ready for the ride, I guess, huh?
Yeah, hopefully we don't have a rough winter.
Yeah, what? Fingers crossed and toes crossed on that.
Yes.
All right. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Jeremy.
Broken Bow Elks Golf Tournament coming up on the 7th of September. All proceeds go to the scholarships and Custer County veterans programs that the Elks support. Again, this is a four-person scramble. $60 per person includes a meal, prizes, cash payouts, and flag prizes on every hole. Again, Josh's number is 402-418-1152. Thanks for joining us for KCNI Public Affairs.